This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
Get ready for everything you ever wanted to hear, know, and find out about.
Oh yeah, it's about that time, everybody, for GPW Weekly, hosted by Steve Aaron, along with the Macho Ghost. So give it up.
Ooh, yeah! Here we are, live and in your ears. Check it out. I hope you've been to the doctor and got them cleaned out, because we're going to fill them full of all kinds of wrestling junk again. And you're going to need a prescription, and the only prescription are going to be tickets for live wrestling events. This is the Macho Ghost here with the one and only Martez. Martez, can you hear me? Is your microphone on? What are you doing? As always, Martez is in the control room. It only takes him a second to respond, because right now he's working really hard on the show. He's getting our guests together in the green room. He's doing a crossword puzzle. I hear Martez right now.
Hey, Macho Ghost, you really make me look good, man. You always bail me out. You would think I would have this together at this point.
Man, oh man, you think you'd have that together? I've been dead for about 10 years, and I don't even have my life together yet.
Hey, it's all a work in progress. It's all a work in progress.
Exactly, and I think in your pastoral, ministerial, reverential ways, you would say that life itself is a work in progress. Is that not true, Minister Martez?
Oh, that's true. Each and every day, man, we fighting these demons, man. It's not easy. It's hard out here, man. But hey, it is what it is, you know.
And half the battle is just showing up. And speaking of showing up, you and I have. And speaking of demons, Steve Aaron once again hasn't. He is not here on the show that's supposed to be his own show. And you and I are supposed to be the sidekicks. But now we're running things like tag team partners, the Macho Ghost and Martez Podcast Weekly Wrestling, M&MP Quadruple U. Put that in your date book every Tuesday on Blog Talk Radio right here from 7 to 8:30. And also, you might want to include that wrestling show live on Evolution Pop, starring Nick Swink, from 7 to 10 p.m. every Tuesday night. Macho Ghost comes on at 9 o'clock. I got all the plugs ready. Don't buzz, Martez. Check them off the list.
Check.
So I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure if we're going to have a special guest or not. As always, the phone lines are open. You can come and knock on our phone. We'll open the door for you. That number is 646. I believe that's the area code. 646-668-8672. I hope you wrote that down, too, on your date book so you don't have to go looking around for all different kinds of paper when you're sitting down to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah. And, somebody's knocking, Macho. I don't know if you're ready to open the door, but somebody's knocking.
Oh, man, yeah, I hear that knocking, which means, yeah, someone's on the phone, so we might as well invite them right in. Who could it be? It's going to be a special surprise guest. Let's see. Let's find out, Martez. Open it up. Look through the peephole first.
The door's open, Macho.
Hello, caller. Hello, guest. Welcome to the M&M P Quadruple U with Macho Ghost and Martez. What's going on? Who do we have on the airwaves, surfing the airwaves with us tonight?
What's going on, guys? It is Big T. What's going on?
Oh, man. It's our good friend and former co-host, Big T of GPW fame. Martez, you remember Big T, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. How can I forget my man, Big T? What's up, Big T?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
We're doing great, and we're even better now that you're here. Well, it's good to hear from you, Big T. Or should I say, hopefully I have not got this wrong, is you have since changed your name to Jay Thunder. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I am now the Thunder. That is Jay Thunder.
Oh, man. Martez, if you play your cards right, maybe you could get in the gym and work out. You could be the Lightning.
I'm down with that. What made you change your name, Big T?
The thing about it was that I was so tired of being stepped on. You know, Big T is a very, you know, humble guy. And you know what? I wanted to come down and actually bring the thunder, as my name says. And I wanted to let everybody know that, you know what, I'm nothing to mess with. So, you know, I had to make sure that everyone knows that, hey, I'm here. I'm going to knock everyone down that gets in my way, and everyone just take note. I'm coming.
Oh, man.
Cool.
He answered that, Martez. And then maybe, perhaps, we never knew the T and Big T stood for Thunder the whole time.
I guess
yeah,
not.
It's funny. Everyone keeps saying that we never knew that's what that stood for. And I was like, hey, you guys just got to sit in and tune in. That's what you got to do.
And last time we talked to you was a while ago. You were having all these conflicted feelings, and there was all this disillusion and disillusion with Johnny Wilde and his funky band of Misfits, and your brother, Sweet Thunder, apparently, was hurt, and you were trying to figure out who did it. Well, lo and behold, all these months later, now that we've got your back, we find out who did it. Your brother is back. He was attacked with a chair by that evil general manager, Rotten Fish Dicks himself, Steve Arendt, months ago, and now he's back, but getting revenge against the man who hit him with a chair? No, working side by side with him and changing his name from Sweet T to Prince T. Apparently, there's a lot of name changing going on in your family. It's going to be real confusing come Christmas card time. Sweet T, Prince T, Jay Thunder, what's going on? Do you have anything to say about this? And what else do you have to say that we got you on here? We got a whole hour and 20 minutes for you to say your piece. Well, where do you want to start? This is crazy.
Well, Macho, I'm a little bit, you know, thrown off myself because, you know, you guys didn't know, but I wasn't at the show. I wasn't at last show.
I was there. I was in the audience, actually, and you were very, there was something missing, and I said, what's missing? And I thought, it must be the thunder.
Yeah, man. It was a family emergency that I had to take care of. I couldn't make it.
Somebody else in the thunder family needed your help, because that's the kind of guy you are.
Exactly, you know, and, you know, T, you know, sometimes he can be selfish. So, you know, I let him do his thing, you know, but for me, I went to go and figure out what's going on with the family. And, you know, thank God everything's okay. Everything's fine. And I come back and, you know, I'm trying to figure out what exactly is going on. Like, T turns, he's Prince T now, and, you know, Steve Arendt, everyone has, like, Steve Arendt has the title now, the Battle Royal Championship, Metalhead's champion now. It's a lot going on, and I'm trying to, like, you know, keep it all in, and it's a lot, man. It's a lot. And, but fun thing about this is that I will be back in action November 2nd. I will be at the Posen Civic Center, and hopefully I'm going to talk some sense into my bro, see what's going on with that.
Yeah, that was just crazy. I mean, sometimes you say, oh, man, I'll be okay. I can miss one show. I won't get that lost. I've never been to a wrestling, an independent wrestling event now, or so even mainstream wrestling events that had this much storyline and this much flip-flop flying taking place in one night. You missed this match. You almost missed an entire year of a GPW because that's how much changed and that's how many storylines blew up in everybody's face. And speaking of people who don't care, who can't tell what a storyline is, well, I'm going to blow up in your face. Just call in. Now, Jay Thunder, like you said, Big T, a mild-mannered man, a guy who doesn't like to cause trouble, wants to help people out, an aficionado of the sport of golf, which is pretty laid back in and of itself until you got Steve Arendt breaking your clubs. But now you've been pushed too far, and you're the Thunder. You're bringing the Thunder. And let me tell you something, dogs and cats everywhere are going to be hiding behind the toilet because the Thunder is here now.
That's right, the Thunder is here, baby. And if you guys watch out, that Mack truck is going to come, and I'm going to run you over.
Oh, man. Somebody cut his brake line, Martez. Look out.
Right. it seemed like you're ready to smash a few people. Is there anybody on your list that you're looking to smash?
Good question. And when he says smash, he means in the fighting sense, not in the way the kids use it for the sexual attention.
Whoa. Easy there, Macho. Easy.
That's your own business, whoever you want to smash like that. We're not going to interfere in your personal life, but we want to know about professionally who you want to smash in the face.
Yeah, you know what? It's a thing. I don't really have, like I said, you know me, Macho. I'm not really one to stir the pot. I don't stir anything. I just say it right here. It's like, if anyone wants to go with the Mack truck, I'm right here. I have nowhere to go, and this tank is full. It's not on E, so I'm ready to go.
Oh, man, it sounds like there's a road trip of pain and discomfort for somebody. Yeah, you could be anybody that you're going after. Take your pick. When you left just a couple months ago, things, like I said, were completely different. Now, here you go. You got your former stablemate as the world champion, and I'm trying to hunt down the secret paperwork that gets passed on in the back rooms and dark hallways of GPW headquarters. And I'm trying to get my hands on some matches, and there really aren't any matches yet put together. And we're only about 2 weeks away from this big event called Nowhere to Run at the Posen Civic Center, where Jay Thunder just said he was going to be. Actually, he's going to drive right through the front door and smash into the ring and take out anybody who's in his way, including Steve, including Metalhead, maybe even his own brother. By the way, give Mama Thunder our best. Maybe she's listening.
Oh, yes. I hope that she's listening, Mama. I'm hoping everything's okay. Hope everything's well.
And you better watch your back now, because Steve was on the, you two had your difficulties when he was still a relatively nice and trustworthy guy. Now that he's completely down in the guts, crawling around in the devil's intestines, now you really got to watch out for him.
You know what? For the most part, I would say that, yeah, I would have to watch out for him. But you know what? At this point right now, I could really give two damns. Like, I'm ready at this point. Whoever wants to come in my way, ready to knock them down.
Oh, man, and this is it. This is it. This is a big showdown. November 2nd, bell time is 7 o'clock. Doors are going to open at 6. Macho Ghost will probably get there around 8 because he's always late. He's going to set his alarm from noon, though. This is the end of the season, if, so to speak. It's like the cliffhanger finale for GPW because everybody takes some time off now for the holidays, and some of the guys and ladies coming out of this event, they're going to be enjoying some holidays with their friends, with their family, with their pets. Other ones are going to be in body casts in the hospital. Some of them are going to be drinking their Thanksgiving dinner through a straw. Other ones are going to be laying in bed crying because all they got is a lump of coal and hatred from everybody, and that might be Steve Arendt. And it's a good, I saw the recent video he just posted with he and his friend there, Tin Hat, and Steve Arendt apparently was attacked by everybody's favorite hunk of molten lava, TJ Steele. Apparently TJ has rendered Steve's vocal cords and larynx temporarily useless, so to speak. He's wearing a neck brace. I don't know why he's wearing a neck brace, because his throat hurts. That's like putting an ice pack when you have a stomach cramps. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, Steve couldn't talk, even if he was here on the show. So I've been thinking about that now, Martez. That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, that means.
Wait a minute. Now, go ahead, Steve, call in. This would be the perfect time. We'd love to have you on the show, because you can't say a thing.
I had a chance to see that video. It was very comical to me, to say the least.
That might be my favorite video so far. I like the one Turtle put out the other day. We had Turtle on for a long, in-depth discussion of how his heart was broken by the traitors and the backstabbers and the friends you can't count on in GPW. It was a very sad story. And now we've got the comic duo of Steve and Mr. Head.
Mr. Head.
So I think Mr. Thunder, I think what we're going to do is go over what happened at the last show, because we never finished that last week. And we got to mention that there's a show from sister promotion, CSW, Chicago Style Wrestling, taking place this Friday, which is tomorrow, which is going on, and there may be some of your GPW friends there at CSW somewhere in the city. I forgot to write down the address, so that's okay. You can look it up, CSW. It goes extreme. We'll talk about that a little bit. And there was something else I wanted to talk about, but I promised I wouldn't talk about it, so let me just say I'm not going to talk about it, but I was going to talk about it, so whenever I do, you'll know that it was now, and I couldn't because I made a promise. Does that make any sense, Martez and Mr. Thunder?
It made a lot of sense.
So anyway, here we go. Oh, go ahead. Come on, jump in. Who's got something to say?
Go ahead, Macho. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's right. And you missed. And Jay Thunder. I'm trying to say Mr. Thunder so I don't accidentally call you a big T. So you jump in anytime you want, because you know I keep talking a mile a minute because I'm so afraid of dead air, and half the time no one understands what I'm saying anyway. So if you got something to say, interrupt me, because gosh knows I'm going to interrupt the two of you, because that's the kind of inconsiderate host I am.
No worries, Macho. You're all good, man.
Right, you're all good.
I guess since I already talked about it, I might as well get it out of the way. Chicago Style Wrestling, I don't know the whole card. I was looking on the computer interwebs trying to figure it out, and I could only ascertain that there were two matches that I know for sure, and that is special guests coming into Chicago Style Wrestling. You may have heard of them. The first one is Tommy Dreamer, the innovator of violence of ECW fame. I think maybe Thunder and Martez, you've heard of Tommy Dreamer, maybe somewhere.
Almost definitely. Mr.
Extreme. Oh, yes, absolutely.
He's coming in to face someone who you probably both know already. Maybe not so much Martez, but I bet Mr. Thunder's heard of him. And that's former, people say don't talk about Crash Tested Wrestling, but former member of Crash Tested Wrestling and all kinds of other promotions, kind of like a local legend, Mr. Filth King himself. Brubaker going up against Tommy Dreamer. I believe these two are going to beat each other senseless with kendo sticks and chairs, maybe ladders, maybe your grandma's knitting needles, whatever they can get their hands on. This is going to be one heck of a contest between a grizzled veteran and this sort of grizzled, not quite a veteran yet because he's in the middle of his career and he's still got a lot left in the tank. I'll think of a better adjective later. That, I think, is worth the price of admission alone, and the price of admission is only $15. And if Steve Aaron's listening, why don't you give me $15 and I'll go to the show tomorrow? give Martez $15 too, just because I think you owe him that money, and give Big T Thunder, see, I got screwed up already, give him $15 just because you've been annoying him for most of this year.
Well, I mean, you won't have to worry about that, Macho. He doesn't have to give me that $15. I'll be participating in the show tomorrow. So.
Oh man, good. I was hoping that someone participating in the show would call in, but you know, no one likes to call us except the turtle. Who are you going to be facing? Do you know who you're going to be facing? What you're going to be doing? And fill us in
you know
on anything
what?
Else you know.
So for the most part, you know what? I don't know what the plan is, but I know one thing, and you know, I try to do this like every single time that I'm in CSW. I will be in that Futures Battle Royal, and I am willing to take down everyone that comes in my way. Because you know what? Big T is going to be here. Big T is going to be there. And Big T is coming with a golf club, and Big T is going to be coming with sophistication and domination.
Ooh, I like that. I like the way that sounds, Martez. Get the T-shirts ready. You're going to be like a Mack truck going
t-shirt.
Up to Dan Ryan, all the way into the heart of Chicago to beat everybody up.
Garen Prep, high school, be there.
There you go, Garen Prep. That's the part I forgot, Martez. And the only other match I know about is, the CSW Women's Champion, Missa Kate.
Oh, let's not forget.
Oh, wait.
Sorry, Macho goes. Let's
Breaking
not forget
news.
That. Let's not forget that the Filth King, Brubaker, he is our current champion right now at CSW. So.
Oh, man, now that's even that makes what I was talking about 100 times better, because Thunder just said it's the title. Brubaker, Tommy Dreamer, is the title on the line? Could Tommy Dreamer be the new CSW champion?
Ooh.
That's I don't know any details. No one has told me anything yet.
Shrouded in mystery. I guess like the fans, you're kept in the dark until the light comes on over the ring. I want to go just because there's a slight chance that Tommy Dreamer's wife, Beulah McGillicuddy, will be there, and I've always wanted to meet her. Don't tell Elizabeth, Sherry, or my former bride, Linda. Erlynn, excuse me. I got Miss Old Man. Don't tell her I called her the wrong name.
Well, we gotta keep that secret.
She's still alive. Man, oh man! So that's the world title is involved in that match one way or another. If it's not on the line, it's probably gonna be smacking somebody in the face. And like I was saying, speaking of titles, the women's title I think is on the line when Missa Kate, the current and long reigning champion, is going up against the one and only green haired, crazy horned. I don't even know where she came from, but I'm glad she's here because you couldn't make her up. She just had to be born this way. Shotzi Blackheart.
Ooh.
And if you don't know who she is, Martez, you better look up Shotzi Blackheart, S-H-O-T-Z-I, Blackheart, and you'll be surprised by the magnificence before you. She's kind of like me. You can't make her up. She just has to evolve naturally through her own insanity.
Cool. I'm going to look her up.
Yeah, so that's going to be very interesting. And she just signed a developmental contract, whatever, with the WWE. I don't exactly know what that means. She'll probably have to go to the Performance Center, and I believe she'll work her way into NXT in no time flat because she's that talented. Hopefully, they will not water down her character at all. Just let her be herself. So I would be looking forward to see her. And for the women's title, that's going to be a knockdown drag-out as well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I am excited. I am definitely excited.
So I don't know what else is on the card. They might not even know. Thunder doesn't even know. It could be secrets. I know that Rotten Fish Sticks himself, Steve Aaron, will be in attendance. Whether or not he's going to be in the audience or at ringside, I don't know, because I know he would manage Miranda Wright's and he would follow her to the ring, but I don't think they have that kind of relationship anymore. Miranda Wrights, who now apparently has a relationship with Mr. Mitch Blake, no longer with the Turtle, which is what led to partially the Turtle disappearing from GPW, and the Turtle has vowed he will be there also, along with Thunder, along with the criminal Steve Arendt and his cohorts of what I like to call SAW, the new standard, melting down the gold standard. The Turtle will be there. He does not have a match scheduled. I don't think Steve's going to give him one because Steve's just that spiteful and mean, but Turtle will be there. And, you know, your younger brother, Prince T, has the Vision Division title, and if I remember the rules of that title correctly, from the time the bell rings to start the show till the lights go out to end the show, that title could be defended by anyone. Anyone could attack Prince T as long as there's a referee around the count of three count. So quite possibly the Turtle might be looking to get his Vision Division title back, the title he held for about 45 minutes a couple of weeks ago until the betrayal by who he thought it was his friend, Sweet Prince Thunder. I think Turtle might take a chance at getting that belt back.
Yep. Yeah, I really don't think Turtle is going to go into that event leaving out empty-handed. You know, Turtle has a lot on his mind. He has revenge on his mind, and I'm pretty sure he's looking to grab a belt as well. So I don't think Turtle's leaving out empty-handed. No disrespect to Lil T, but I don't think Turtle's going to leave out empty-handed.
I don't think so, and whether it's that belt or one of the other belts, or he's just going to take his stepfather's belt and whip Steve's butt with it, whoop that new tag team of the Uprising, Jay Cross and Willie the Bomb, who have turned on the fans, whip that new heavyweight champion Metalhead. Maybe he'll whip Metalhead with his own chain. And then we got the diabolical devil worshiper herself, Casey Dillon, part of that SAW new standard. And who else we got in there? The turncoat referee who cheats. He cheats more than someone taking the SAT who doesn't even know how to spell SAT. That's Two Count Lou Trufano. I think that's how you spell his name. I don't know. I just call him Two Count Traitor. And then for some unknown reason, we've got wonderful, sweet, pure ring announcer Jamie Olsen in cahoots with her arms wrapped around Steve backstage after the event. I say, why, Jamie, why? I think I named everybody in that horrible unit. Hopefully there's nobody else to be joining them because, like I said, this is it. This is the ultimate, not the penultimate. Steve doesn't know what penultimate means. This is the ultimate showdown. All the champions in the new standard, I don't think Steve's going to book them against any kind of talent. I think they're probably just going to go in there and sit in the front row and kick children out and laugh at everybody. But this is the end of the road, nowhere to run. The hell's bells have already rung, and the whatever, the hell, highway to hells, and all the other things, whatever 80s anthem rock song Steve's decided to name this event after, it's all coming to an end. The day the music died is that's November 2nd at the Posen Civic Center, where it's either GPW or it's SAW. One lives, one dies. Did I just hear some knocking, Martez?
Yeah, we got some knocking going on. Would you like me to open the door?
Another call. Thunder, we got another call coming. Let's see who it is. Hook us up. I hear the knocking. That means someone's on the phone. So please come. If the van is rocking, don't come a knocking. How does that go? I don't know. I never had sex in a van.
What's up, guys?
Who do we have on the air? I hear a sweet, melodious voice. Who do we have on the air right now?
I don't know who it is.
Yeah, but we know. I don't. But do the fans know who you are? So that's why you got to explain who you are. I act sometimes like I don't know what's going on, even though I never know what's going on, because I have to ask the questions that you will answer to inform the fans who may not know anything. Like Coco T, who called in last week, our new friend. He's like, well, who's this chick calling in?
It's Stacey Sparkles. What's up, guys?
Super fan Stacey Sparkles. I'll let everyone else say hello to you because I know that everybody likes you because you're such a nice person.
What's up, Stacey? This is Martez.
Hey, Martez. I just want to say really quick, Martez is doing this awesome fundraiser. Please, please, please help donate.
Tell us all about it, Stacey. That's right. I forgot about that. Martez is too modest to bring it up. What's it all about, Stacey? What do you know?
He is collecting food for the pantry, which I believe would be for the 26th, right?
24th of November.
24th. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, right?
Around that time, yeah, that Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, that week. And it's a good cause. And also, Nick Swink for his birthday is asking for money for Alzheimer's, another great cause. Mm-hmm. And basically, two amazing causes right there.
And I bet Stacey Sparkles, you already have or are going to donate to both because you have a kind and giving heart. Is that correct?
Yeah.
She won't answer because she's modest, but yeah, she's a kind and good person, and she makes keychains for all the wrestlers and a lot of the performers just because she likes them, and she's a nice person, and, you know, she's got hobbies. She likes to have hobbies. And then she gives them to everyone, and everyone says, oh, my gosh, what is this? This is wonderful. Thank you so much. And sometimes they cry, and she always gets a hug, and that's how come she's Stacey Sparkles, because she makes the rest of the world sparkle.
That's right.
We got to do something with this world. But, no, I'm just calling. Did you guys see the latest promo with Metalhead and Steve?
We did. We were just talking about that a little bit ago. I actually found it hilarious. That might be my favorite promo right there. It was hard not to laugh, even though I hate his guts.
That was one of the best. I mean, TJ Steele, his is still the top one. Trying to impersonate, but different side. But I know.
Wait a minute! I don't mean to interrupt you, Stacey and Thunder. You're still here, but Martez, I heard more knocking. Does that mean we have another phone call?
Yeah, we got a call from Michigan. I don't know who this is, but if you want to wait till Stacey hangs up, or you want me to bring the call.
We don't want to overload the phone lines, but don't worry, Stacey, we're not throwing you off the air. Do you have anything you wanted to say? Because you were live in person. I was sitting right next to Stacey Sparkles at the event. She graced me with her presence. Nick Swink and the articulator, Steve Kenton, were doing commentary about 10 feet away from us. And Stacey and I were doing our own commentary in the seats. And she's very insightful. Stacey, is there anything you wanted to say real quick about the last event there, Hell's Bells? I didn't get a chance to cover it all because there's so much going on.
I know. It's hard. It was a really great show.
Now, Stacey, I know that there were a lot of storylines involved in that show, right? Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, Steve turned, like, he's got his goon squad now, and they collected the gold. But we know that they're not going to keep it. It's impossible. And the show, there was so much going on, it was crazy. It would take 6 hours to cover it all.
I know. This is our second week since the show, and we've only covered like 3 matches. That's how complicated
it was. We know Turtle got screwed. We know Sky Blue, that was in the Battle Royal. TJ's trying to protect her and everything, and then here comes Steve Arendt. Next thing you know, he's the champion. Right in front of my eyes, I'm like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, talk about someone who never deserves gold anything.
I mean, at the end of the night, you see all these people standing with the belts, and I'm like, what?
Steve told me himself that he was rolling around naked in the belts after the show.
I know.
Disgusting.
I can't believe the Bruce Brothers, they messed with streak of them in their belts. Steve Arendt's on a witch hunt, and November 2nd, history will be made. Mitch Blake's going to come in there. I believe Turtle will come in there as a fan, but people aren't too happy. I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to be imposing that night.
Stacey, are you going to be imposing that night? Are we going to be graced with your presence again?
Of course.
Ooh,
I just wanted to say, Macho Ghost, you're doing a great job.
Thank you, as always. I'll pass that along to my friend Charlie, who never returns any of your messages or calls or anything, and he apologizes. I'll apologize for him.
Yeah, please, because he needs to start with the shyness. I'll show up at his damn door. We all know I'm crazy. And
he's not shy. He's just a lazy and inconsiderate.
Yeah, Me too. But, you know. But no, because I don't want to hold up the lines. I'm hoping Steve will call in. But I got to say, that promo with Metalhead was pretty good. He's sitting there just reading, and Steve's sitting there writing them back. That was a great promo. But the show was great. And on Friday, tomorrow, that show is going to be amazing, too. I know there will be a couple. I know a lot of GPW people will be at CSW, and I'm just calling to say check that show out also. And also, my last thing I want to say is my condolences to Heather. She's another super great fan, and for her loss. And that's about it. But as a fan, I could say I think that the storylines are great, and I think the show's great, and everyone's great, and have a great day.
Thank you, Stacey Sparkles, for brightening up the studio. Man, the walls were painted gray, now they're yellow. What happened?
That's the sparkle of Stacey Sparkles.
I know. Thank you, Stacey, for calling in so much, and she had a lot to say there, and I'll unpack a little bit of it later. Thunder, you're still here, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, now, we've been leaving someone on the phone call forever. Their bill's probably going. I hope they're not roaming. Martez, who do we got on there?
All right, I'm opening up the door now to caller. You're on the air.
Thank you, caller, for waiting so long. We'd have never had this many calls at one time before. Who do we have on the line right now?
My name is Kayvon Draney.
Did you say Kayvon?
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome to the show, Kayvon. This is the Macho Ghost here talking to you. You just had Martez there in the booth hook you up and put you on the airwaves. And we've also got here in the guest seat, the guest position here is Jay Thunder. Let me tell you something. He's a mountain of a man, and you better watch out. Don't get on his bad side. Kayvon, welcome. What do you have to say about anything? What's going on? Why'd you call in?
Well, I called in because I'm one of the biggest WWE fans that's out there. I have a whole bunch of pictures of WWE from Raw to SmackDown. It's crazy.
Now you're a big fan. Now, are you a big fan of everything or just the WWE? Because now on television every night, we've got there's so much wrestling to watch. I think you could watch wrestling 24 hours a day, and our good friend Nick Swink does. We got the 3-hour Raw on Mondays and the 2-hour SmackDown on Fridays. Now, are you interested in the NXT and the AEW and all that too?
Well, with the NXT and AEW, I'm hearing news about it. That I need to watch it, but my focus is on Raw and SmackDown at the moment.
How do you think things are going so far since this brand new Raw and brand new SmackDown on Fox? What do you think? They've had their season premieres. We just went through the draft this past week and weekend, and I think now the rosters are pretty much settled going towards the future. Did you see any of that? Do you have any opinions about it?
Yeah, I have a whole lot. I've seen both Raw and SmackDown. I've seen both drafts. And when I tell you, it's perfect almost in a sense, but it's crazy with Bobby Lashley and Lana all together. And it's
what's that about?
That right there, I don't know what that's about as of now, but the only thing I know is when Rusev catches his hands on Bobby Lashley, it's going to be something else.
I don't even know what's going to happen. Rusev's got to be a broken man at this point. It's hard enough to be on the outs with your significant other when you're still in love with them, but it's even worse when you got to watch some other guy massage them in your house.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, oh man. Now, who's your favorite guy or lady on the roster? I know you got to have a favorite. Who do you think is the one for the future? Who's your favorite?
Well, I'm going to have to go with the big dog, Roman Reigns.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. So SmackDown must be your show because Roman was the number one pick right there for SmackDown.
Yeah.
Now, What do you think's going to happen? He was just in this rivalry, teaming up with, of all people, Daniel Bryan, going against the former Bludgeon Brothers of Eric Rowan and Luke Harper. Rowan, since has been traded to Raw, Harper, I believe, is still there on SmackDown. What do you make of all this? Where do you think Roman goes from here? Think he's going to still be friends with Daniel Bryan, or think he's going to go his own way? The future's wide open for him. He doesn't like Brock Lesnar. No one likes Brock Lesnar. I don't even think he likes himself.
Right. I think at this point, I think what Roman Reigns is waiting on is just a opportunity. And as soon as it opens, Roman is gone right into another rivalry with somebody or another opportunity. And with him and Daniel Bryan, I believe that they're going to go far.
Yeah, it's an odd pairing, but it's kind of like you got everything you need there. You got your big hulking strong man, and you got your technical wizard right there who can fly all over the place. That's a pretty good combination to go up against any team, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you looking forward to, let's see, what's coming up? I think what's coming up, I don't even know what's coming up. Oh, that's what's coming up next, the crown jewel in the country that no one wants to name because it makes everybody angry. What do you think of all this bringing in Cain Velasquez, a former MMA fighter, has only maybe half a dozen matches under his belt in Mexico, getting a title shot against Brock Lesnar, and this big Fury guy, who's a bald version of Braun Strowman, boxer, lineal champion, I don't even know what that means. What do you think about these guys outside of wrestling stepping in and getting these big marquee matchups? I don't know. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I'm with you on this one. I don't like it either, only because they're stepping out of their comfort zone straight into somebody else's house, somebody else's yard, somebody else's playground. So, then again, we don't know what WWE is planning. So, with Brock Lesnar, maybe Brock Lesnar is going to take another loss and have a match with Scar on the other side.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to open that up to Martez and Jay Thunder, see what they think, too. But in the history of celebrities competing in the WWE, they're usually pretty successful, so that does not bode well for Braun or Brock. What do you, Martez, I know you're all over the interwebs and the podcast space talking about wrestling. And Jay Thunder, you are wrestling. What do you two, now that we've got the Taven here, what do you two think about what's going on with the celebrities? We'll get back to GPW later.
Yeah, I've never had an issue with celebrities coming into the world of wrestling, but these particular guys, I feel like they came in at the wrong time, especially with Cain Velasquez. I don't think he was needed. It's something about Cain Velasquez. I don't think he's needed. I don't have anything prolific to tell you right now, but I don't like the fact that Cain Velasquez is getting a title match against Brock Lesnar at Crown Jewel. I think they could have worked their way up.
Exactly. Just before Thunder chimes in, because I'm sure he's got something to say. Obviously, the Saudi Arabia shows are kind of, it's like a multiverse. Things aren't different there than they are in the regular WWE universe, where things take place there that don't normally happen here. Obviously, that's an MMA marquee matchup where Cain Velasquez handed Brock Lesnar a loss and the loss of the UFC title, I believe, to Brock Lesnar, which doesn't happen very often that he loses a title. But I didn't like the end of that SmackDown. I thought it was a crime what they did to Kofi Kingston after being a solid champion, a good guy for 6 months, and then they took away the thunder. No pun intended there, and took away the thunder from Kofi and from Rey Mysterio as well, who had a big beef there with Brock beating up his own son, and now they both have to take a backseat to Kane, not the Kane we're all thinking of with the fire and the brimstone. What do you think, Mr. Thunder? Do you have any opinions on that?
Well, for the most part, I'm trying to get my thoughts in because I'm not really a big fan of this whole Cain Velasquez thing. It's not really my thing.
It sounds like we're all on the same page here with that.
I feel like Ray had if it wasn't for the fact, because I feel like that's a legitimate injury, right, that he has in his arm?
I think so. I'm not exactly sure. I'd have to ask the Swink about that, but I'm not sure if that's just being played up or not.
Because, I don't know if it's kayfabe or not. So
obviously, the Saudi Arabians, when they want the WWE to come, they want all the big names. Do you realize that a couple of events back, they wanted me and Yokozuna to be a part of the event? We're both dead.
Hey, you guys could be fighting up there, man. It would have been great.
Oh, man, we fight all the time. I try to stay away from Yokozuna, though. One of the very first jokes I ever did on one of Steve's podcast shows is, Yokozuna will twerk anybody who gets in his way, and you don't want that.
Don't worry. You can just give him an elbow. It'll be all right.
So, it seems like, Taven, if you're still on the line, it sounds like that we're all in the agreement there. We don't like these outsiders coming in. And now, obviously, the very first WrestleMania, Mr. T was part of the main event, so it is nothing new. But it was just like Martez said, the timing of it and the way the guys who have been there busting their butts, like a Kofi and like a Ray, if Ray's hurt, then that's one thing. But another thing for the guys to come in and make your homegrown talent look stupid, especially when you're premiering on Fox, to make your champion. Well, I thought Kofi was one of the best champions that we've had in years.
Let me add on to what Macho Ghost is saying. To be quite honest with you, Kofi, the way that they did Kofi was horrible. I don't even know what to even say in that situation because I remember that Friday when I heard about it. I didn't watch the show. I didn't watch the show at all. Someone literally handed me a phone and showed me the match.
And you could watch it on your phone because it was only 9 seconds long.
Yeah. You could watch. It was only 9 seconds long, and the emotions that really got to me because I was so outdone. I was like, but Kofi, like, he was a solid champion. It wasn't like he was a bad champion. He was okay. He was good. I mean, he wasn't the best, but he was a solid champion.
I think, I know he's not, he's charismatic in his own right, but he's not one of those Vince McMahon guys who can go out and cut a 20-minute promo and have the crowd eating out of his hand. Not a lot of guys could do that. But Kofi defended that title. He won it from Daniel Bryan. He defended it against Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, Dolph Ziggler, I think Randy Orton.
Yep.
Now, that's not a guy who's sitting around at home. Now, I don't think Seth Rollins faced half that many guys.
Yeah. I just think that was a weak and disgusting move to have him lose in 8 or 9 seconds, whatever you want to call it. I think that was disgusting and weak. And if I was Kofi Kingston, I'd be trying to leave WWE, you know, because how can you do somebody like that? How can you do your WWE champion like that on a premiere Fox, you know?
They did that to Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania for the World Heavyweight title, so.
Yeah, well, that was.
Yeah, I don't know what Vince is thinking because it makes it. It is a slap in the face, but Kofi, the true professional that he is, was out there this past week on SmackDown back with the New Day, but they didn't even give Kofi time to come out and even talk about it, which is a crime on top of a crime. So I don't know. There's a guy they had beating 6 and 7 guys in gauntlet matches for like a month straight, and then he loses in 9 seconds to Brock Lesnar. That doesn't impress anybody anymore, I don't think. I think a competitive match against Brock where he lost, I still wouldn't have liked it because I don't like Brock, but that would have been the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And heaven forbid they surprise everybody and let him keep it. Now, Taven, are you still there? Have we bored you to death?
I'm still here.
All right. Well, I want to thank you I think we got to move on now to something else because we got so many things to cover. But, Taven, I want to thank you for calling in. This is awesome. Now, you can call in anytime you want. This doesn't have to be a one-week thing. Is there anything you'd like to promote, or are you just a big fan? Last week we had Coco T on, who was promoting the Kayfabe People's Band. And is there anything you have to promote, or you just want to say that you're going to the store later or something like that?
Well, if there's one thing I want to say and promoting stuff like that is, one, keep watching the wrestling. That's the only thing I'm going to say is keep watching the wrestling because some exciting things is going to happen.
You're exactly right. Taven, thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Oh, yeah, believe that. Believe that.
All right, take care, Taven. Thank you, Martez, for hooking him up. I'd say send him a free T-shirt, but we don't have any T-shirts. But that's it. Yeah, that's what I want to say. This is a – I can't remember, and I've been in wrestling since I was a – but before I was even born, my dad was slapping people in the face, and so was my brother. But let me tell you something. I can't remember a more exciting time. The Monday Night Wars were exciting. Let me tell you, everybody knows that. But right now, there's so much diversity in the wrestling world that you can watch, whether it's on YouTube or on a streaming channel or just on your regular television. My gosh, if you can't find something to be excited in, then I don't even know why you're watching wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yep. For sure.
And Wednesday night's my dream. I'm loving NXT and AEW. I watch them, and I want to tell everybody, hey, fans, I know the ratings are coming in, and AEW is beating NXT soundly. Now, I want to say, I said this on that wrestling show this past week. Now, you may want to trade off. 1 week, watch AEW first, and record NXT. Next week, watch NXT first, and record AEW. Because if AEW, I'm glad they're doing well. I love it. If they keep beating NXT in the ratings at this level going forward, Vince McMahon's going to come down to NXT and say, well, I guess we've got a lot of changes we have to make here. And you do not want that to happen. So let's get those ratings on par so both shows can be successful and no one's going to tinker with it. Right, Martez? Right, Thunder?
Yes, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And I think it's going to be – I think we're going to see a Monday night show for AEW before the year is out or the first of the year. I think AEW is just buying their time, and sooner than later we're going to see a Monday night show when they go head-to-head with Raw, because I think that's what they want ultimately. They want to go head-to-head with the big dog. And NXT, in my opinion, they're not the big dog, and I think eventually we'll see that come to Monday night.
They are not the big dog, but I think that's the best wrestling going on in the WWE right now. And Raw itself is still like a lumbering cement truck rolling down a hill into a swamp filled with molasses.
Right. Yeah.
Well, all right, so let's reset ourselves. Martez is still in the control room pushing buttons. Martez, how many buttons do you have on that control panel? You got levers, as my friend Charlie, who was on the show last week, he was going to be on the show this week too, but he asked me if I would let him talk, and I said probably not, so he said he'd just listen.
That's cool. I have a lot of buttons over here.
I believe Martez has gizmos, doohickeys, whatchamacallits, thingamajigs, and whack-a-moles.
Hey, but Macho, apparently I don't know how to turn my mic on when we go live. You know?
Well, you know, sometimes Martez, in his graciousness, and you always say, oh, I make you look good. Here I go again. He likes to give we don't have a big budget here, so we got two premium microphones, and then we got a microphone we found in a box at Radio Shack. Martez hooks up myself and the guest here, Jay Thunder, with the premium microphones, and he uses the one from Radio Shack, and it takes about 10 minutes for that microphone just to warm up, and sometimes it sparks, so I don't even know if that's safe for Martez to be using it, and I say sparks, which is dangerous, not Stacey Sparkles, which is wonderful, and who came on here and trumpeted the Swinks Alzheimer's Fund. Go to Nick Swinky. NickSwike. Go to his Facebook page. You'll see a link there. Donate for his birthday, which I believe is November 23rd. And then you can go to Martez Ale, MartezAle, excuse me, Martez. I'm sure you can find some information there about his food drive, which is on the 24th. Is that actually Thanksgiving, the 24th?
That's actually it's going to be the Sunday of Survivor Series. We're going to intertwine that together. We're going to show the Survivor Series pay per view, as well as take donations for canned good items to give to the less fortunate. So.
I like it. And this is now Martez is obviously he flies in for the show, but he's based in Detroit, so you can bring physical cans to him in Detroit, but you can also accept donations for anybody all across the world, right, Martez?
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Or I always encourage people, they can ship cans if they want to, if they don't want to send any funds, if they're not comfortable with that.
That's right. Ship up to them. Whatever you do, do not put lunch meat in a plastic bag and mail it to Martez. That happened to him last year. Don't do that again.
Man, Macho, you something else, man.
And I remember when I was little, I went trick-or-treating 1 year, and the guy answered the door with a dinner plate, and he scraped his leftovers into my bag, and then he shut the door. I don't even know what that was about. That was a bad Halloween.
Yeah.
That joke's 3 years old, Martez and Thunder. I got 30 more of them that I could slip in if I want to.
That's all right.
All right, so where were we? I guess we should finish up. It's already, the show's already an hour into it. We got about a half hour to go. I just know we were going to get over the card of Hell's Bells. We'll get back to that, so we'll finish up with CSW, which is Garen Prep. I don't have the address with me right now, but that's in the Chicago, in the city. You can look it up. You can go on CSW on the Facebook. I'm sure they probably have a Twitter and an Instagram. I don't have any of that stuff, but you can contact me at Twitter at hashtag tic-tac-toe. Because that's what a hashtag looks like. That joke was not good. If I can't get Martez and Thunder to laugh at my jokes, then I know they're not good because they're very gracious people, as I was saying before.
I thought it was funny, Macho. My mic just kind of like went off for a second.
It's so funny. You laugh on the inside next to your heart. You don't laugh on the outside. Oh, the best jokes are when you don't even laugh. That's what I think. But anyway, CSW, we got Tommy Dreamer and the Filth King, Brew Baker. Brew Baker's the CSW champ. Man, oh man, they're going to beat each other all over, Garen Prep. I hope there aren't any students there because they might use them as weapons. We got Missa Kate going up against Shotzi Blackheart, and I think the women's title is going to be on the line there. And then, of course, we got the royalty of CSW. We got Steve Boz. We got Kimmy Boz. We got Bozo the Clown. We got TJ Steele. We got his little sister, Sky Blue. We got Blue Steele. We got their cousin, Sky JT. We got Boozy Drunk Liver. We got Anastasia Night Terror. We got everybody there.
Woo.
I know. I wrote some of that down, Martez.
Woo. You on fire, man. You on fire.
And like Stacey Sparkles was saying, there's going to be a lot of stars there that you would see in GPW. So if you're a GPW fan, you're going to be a GSW fan as well. And I think a lot of the fans, Stacey Sparkles, and she mentioned Heather, super fan Heather, who's good friends with Mama T. We do want to send out some our sympathies to her. She lost her father last week, and it is a very, very sad thing when it happens to anybody. So she's handling in theory. She hasn't missed a beat, posting all of her posts on indie wrestling, keeping up with everything, and it must be difficult. So we thank you, Superfan Heather, who I have met once before and have a picture with her. I believe I am on her profile picture there on Facebook, so check that out. And then also we have Superfan Richard Atkinson, who I believe just got out on bail, so he'll probably be at the show too.
Yeah, I definitely want to send a definite shout out to Mama T. Hope that you know there the prayers are out there for her. It's definitely hard to lose someone, especially Grandpa T. So
yeah.
All right. So now we'll flip the coin over. And we'll try to tell some jokes again to make everybody smile and laugh or either scratch their head and not know what any of us are saying. So that's CSW. That's, we talked about some WWE. We talked a little bit about AEW. So let's see here. I'm going to run over real quick, like Thunder's going to do on the second. He's going to run over people. I just want to go over the results real quick, since we're not going to be able to cover all these matches. Because Martez, I think we're on next week, Martez, and then the next Thursday is Halloween. Do you want to do a show on Halloween? Or are you going trick or treating?
That's a good question. We can do a show for now, and if anything change in between now and then, we can definitely discuss.
If 7 to 8:30, I do not believe we'll be cutting into my trick or treat time. So I got lots of scary movies to watch. So if we don't do a show, that's okay. I know the fans will cry, but they'll have free candy to wipe their tears with. But if you want to do a show, I'm all in there too. We can wear costumes that no one will see.
We'll talk about it, I guess.
And then that's next week, and then the following week's Halloween, and then 3 days after, actually no, 2 days after, is November 2nd, and that will be Nowhere to Run for GPW, the last show of the year, and then we'll be doing the follow-up show coming up on that following Thursday. I believe that will be November, that's what I just said. And I think
exactly.
Martez, I don't know what's going on with Steve or our GPW contracts, if there even will be a GPW. I don't know if we have any shows scheduled after that date. We'll have to discuss that with Steve if he ever talks to us again, if he ever gets his voice back. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, I'm interested to see where this is going, you know, after November the 2nd, where the show is going. Yeah.
I told him definitely we're coming back and we're going to do a recap show for sure, but I know he wanted to take the holidays off. But seeing as he's not even part of the show anymore, I guess it's up to you and I. And then their show was going to come back in January. We're just going to change the name now to the Macho Ghost and Martez Podcast Wrestling Weekly, featuring our good friend Jay Thunder, the artist formerly known as Big T.
That sounds like a great idea.
We're going to have to get note cards instead of business cards because that's a long name.
Right.
All right, so just real quick, I printed this out from the computer, so I better talk about this stuff because I didn't want to waste the paper and the ink because that's expensive. So you passed on Hell's Bells a couple weeks ago. We talked briefly about Steve Arendt at the beginning of the show, called out Mitch Blake, his ringer, some weird guy in makeup, I don't even know who it was, called Bitch Blake, came and knelt before Steve, before the real Mitch Blake came out, flanked by Urban Country, who then turned into the Uprising. You've probably all seen it all over the internet, and Steve puts out 18 videos a day. They attacked Mitch Blake, and he was left laying when the new standard, what I like to call SAW Steve Arendt Wrestling, was formed. So Steve beat Mitch Blake, and then his friends beat down Bitch Blake, or Bitch Blake and Mitch. I don't even know what's going on. I just say we ditch Blake and just start fresh in January. What do you think? Exactly. Then we had special guest Sean Danger coming to get back his Ileana Pro Wrestling Beer Drinking Championship. How is that even a thing? Thunder, have you ever competed for the Beer Drinking Championship?
Beer is, you know what, I've never been in, but I mean, like, a win's a win, man. A title's a title.
It is. I guess it is, especially when you're Steve, who likes to be drunk all the time because his home life is horrible. But I don't know what happened. Steve didn't end up defending the belt, drinking or wrestling. He was replaced by your little brother, Sweet Tea, who I guess was welcomed back as a fan favorite. And he didn't exactly beat Sean Danger. Some weird guy in a scream ghost face mask showed up, and Sean Danger got scared, grabbed his belt, and ran out of the arena and was never heard from again. I saw some pictures of him from the last IPW show, and I think he retained his beer drinking championship again, but then he passed out in the aisle and he laid there against the guardrail for the entire length of the show. That's either commitment or a horrible problem.
That sounds like a horrible problem.
Yeah, I got to give him credit for the commitment, though, of laying on the hard, cold floor for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's a great commitment.
Go ahead. Did I interrupt somebody?
No, I said that's great commitment.
It is great commitment. We had the charity event rematch that the Go Baldy, which I don't know. I was trying to talk to Stacey Sparkles about what's the deal with Go Baldy. She doesn't know. I don't even know if Go Baldy knows what his deal is. Thunder, do you know what the deal? What is Go Baldy? Do you have any idea what this guy is? Is it even a guy? Is it a woman?
Macho, I could really not even tell you. I know I've been in the ring with him, you know, a couple times. But to tell you the truth, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just realize him as a clown.
That's what I think, too. He's some kind of clown, part of the weird sideshow going on there. But it was Go Baldy in a rematch against the young and newcoming, up-and-coming Sky Blue, who defeated him in a match at the charity event, the GPW charity event a few weeks back. Were you at that event, Mr. Thunder?
The charity event, yes, I was. I was a Big T, yes.
That's right. I thought you were there. I thought I saw you in the pictures. Did you participate in that battle royal at the end, too?
Yes, I did, but I also had a wonderful beginning match with Cypher.
Oh, man. That's wonderful is not the way I would describe that kind of match, but man, oh, man. And that was some callback to your days of being restricted inside Johnny Wilde's prison there. So did you get out a little bit of frustration in that match to get back at Cypher?
I was able to, but, you know, unfortunately I came up short. hopefully this is not the end that you hear about me going against Cypher. I wouldn't mind going against him again.
Well, no, he's a he's.
Because
I
feel like
got,
it would be a good match.
I think so too, because it's two giants. It's like the Grand Canyon fighting Mount Everest.
I think
and
it would
that's
be a
possible
great match.
Too. I think. But yeah, you'd have the whole sideshow, and now that Cypher has reluctantly become part of the sideshow, he's friends with Gobaldi and that crazy Fester. We'll get to that in a minute. But Sky Blue defeated once again. She defeated Gobaldi, and I don't think Gobaldi liked it very much. He seemed kind of out of sorts in this match. I don't know what. I think he was just shocked that he was doing so poorly to this newcomer, who was pretty much undefeated until Steve's dastardly tactics taking the Battle Royal Championship away from her at the end of the show. Then we had.
I feel like in this situation, like I wish that I would have been there, because you never know. Maybe I would have been able to stop Steve from getting that title, because you know, it would have been not. I mean, may not. You know, it may not seem right, but it would have been nice for the brothers to, you know, actually have, you know, titles together. That would have been nice.
Yeah, I think that's something you were hoping would happen. And I think the good Steve, before he turned to the dark side and started hanging out with Emperor Palpatine, I think he was hoping that the T-Brothers would be a tag team. Like I was saying, even better than a Roman Reigns. Well, it's hard to be better than Daniel Bryan. But like a Roman Reigns, a Daniel Bryan, you got the strength, the speed. You got everything you need right there in a tag team. Plus that brotherly bond that always puts the brother tag teams usually are a notch above most of the regular tag teams.
But yeah,
nah,
just it's
an
opportunity missed, but you know,
the future's
hopefully
still there to be taken advantage of, and hopefully somewhere down the line, sooner rather than later, you and the prince will work things out finally.
Hopefully.
And speaking of tag teams, and speaking of sideshows, I like to call this the Prison Love versus the Clown Hate match, because all match, Cypher was talking about how much he hates clowns, which is not a good thing, because his tag team partner was Nacho Clown, and Gobaldi came out there with them. And they were up against Big Daddy Dino and the beautiful one, Ryan Matthews, and that's quite an odd pairing there, because he's kind of a, Ryan Matthews is kind of a pretty boy, and I mean no disrespect. Big Daddy Dino's kind of a rough and tumble kind of guy, and he also alluded to the fact that he wants to make sweet love to the beautiful one in prison, which is why I call them Prison Love. But their love did not bring them victory in that match, as they were defeated by the Nacho Clown and Cypher. And after that match, Big Daddy Dino had some nice words to say to the young man, Ryan Matthews. I believe he's only 20 or 21 years old. He looks like he's 14. And then he slapped him in the face and beat him down, turned on his partner. So everybody, not just the people in the orbit of Steve, everybody was turning on everybody, it seemed, that night. So, yeah, you probably should have been there, Big T, because Steve was in all the segments. You could have come out and beat him up every time he stuck his ugly face in the crowd.
Oh, it would have definitely been nice. I would have been able to stick that microphone up his ass.
Ooh, man. Use Martez's Radio Shack one. It'll spark all the way up.
It sure will.
So we'll have to see if Dino and Ryan Matthews go head-to-head on the second. Like I said, we don't have any matches set. I've heard rumors about Mish Blake finally getting his hands on Steve, although Steve ducked out of every match he was supposed to be in at this event. I've heard rumors of a lumberjack match between those guys. I don't know if that's going to come to fruition or not. And you got to believe nobody likes Mish Blake anymore. There's nobody he can trust. And all of Steve's lumberjacks would be around the ring, so I don't know if that's the safest place to be.
No.
At that point, I would just let Miranda Wright's dog Penny Wright's get bitten by a rabid raccoon and go in there frothing at the mouth and attack the SAW. That might be illegal, though.
Maybe.
Might not be a good idea.
Yeah.
And speaking of Miranda Wright, she was, as we talked about last week with the Turtle, the GPW Ladies Championship. But she went up against Steve's new mistress of darkness, the International Princess of Darkness. Oh, man, she's a princess, and Prince T is a prince. Man, Steve's like their dad, I guess. You better tell your dad, Jay Thunder. Tell Papa T. This isn't good.
We don't know our dad. We don't know our dad.
Oh man, like the Dudley boys.
Yeah.
Daddy Dudley
was
popping out
stone.
Dudleys all over the country.
Exactly. Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Man,
yeah.
There might be more T's out there.
It may be, but the only T I have to worry about is me and Prince T, I guess. That's what he's calling himself now.
That's what I was told he is called now by the turtle last week, and luckily all I have to worry about is iced tea in my glass. Martez, have you checked your lineage? Have you gone on Ancestry.com? Maybe you're Martez T.
Maybe.
we had Coco T. Ware on from Detroit last week. Maybe he's just Coco T. And I believe the actor Ice-T and rap legend is married to a woman named Coco T. It just gets crazier and crazier. So I'll move on because I'm sure everybody's bored.
Oh, yeah.
But Miranda Wright's got her skull crushed like Billy Corgan smashing a pumpkin and lost her title to the dark one, the near 7 feet tall, 5 feet wide, just crazy strong woman who once chokeslammed Steve Aaron himself, Casey Dillon. She is now the new GPW Ladies Champion, as we alluded to. And now we're going to wrap up, I think, the sideshow here, because we had a match that I didn't quite understand, and Martez and Thunder, you weren't there, but I was there with Stacy Sparkles. We didn't know what was going on. I didn't think this was safe, but it was Renbar the Raider, formerly Kelmar the Raider, in a match against the leader of the sideshow, Fester. And Fester, who looks like, now I don't mean any disrespect to him either, but he looks like someone put makeup on a used condom. He looks like Earthworm Jim from the video games. He wears a dress. We think he's a man, but it turns out Fester was pregnant. So Fester got in the ring, pregnant with child, and fought Renbar the Raider. Now, you know, Renbar is usually a fan favorite, but I had a hard time cheering for him when he was beating up a pregnant dude. Yeah, Martez, you don't even know what to make of this. This match did not last long as Fester with child. Technically, if Fester with child, it was a handicap match 2-on-1. But Renbar still held his own until the rest of the sideshow came out to rescue Fester. I'm not sure if his water broke in the middle of the ring. But the reluctant member that we talked about before, Cypher, came to the rescue of Fester, carrying Fester and the baby in his belly, in his arms, to the back. So there's speculation in the crowd. The crowd was rumbling, rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. Is Cypher the father of Fester's baby?
Wow.
I know. Just think about that. What do you have to say about that, Jay Thunder? You want another match with Cypher, who may be Fester's baby daddy, and Fester's the baby daddy himself. And that baby would be weirder than Mark Henry and Mae Young's hand, whatever that was about.
Oh, God, don't remind me of that.
Yeah, I won't remind. Let's forget about that. Oh, incidentally, I wanted to break some news. I found out why Kelmar the Raider changed his name to Renbar the Raider. I heard the music there from Inside, yeah. Not Inside Edition, Current Affair.
Yeah, that was
the drops.
That was your breaking news music.
Renbar the Raider is no longer Kelmar the Raider, because I believe Renbar was born Renbar, but then during his days of questing and traveling and being kidnapped and stolen and imprisoned by other tribes of Vikings and so forth and barbarians, he took the name Kelmar. But now that he has completed this first stage of his quest, he has reached the first mountain he intended to climb. So upon the top of that mountain, Kelmar was laid to rest. He no longer carried that name that was not his with him, and he became Renbar, the name of his birth. So now, as his new quest towards the peak, the summit of an even higher mountain begins, it is Renbar leading the charge with gigantic battle axe in hand. So let me tell you something. I don't know. Do either one of you know what is best in life? Well, I'll tell you. Just ask Conan the Barbarian. It's to crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentations of the women. And I think that's what Renbar's going to be doing all over the Chicago suburban area and southern Illinois in the upcoming few months. So there you go. And I guess you might say this was a no contest because, first of all, I don't think Illinois would sanction a match with a guy who's pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Ripley's, believe it or not, would sanction that.
Yeah. That don't even sound right.
Fester was glowing, though, I must say, with a full belly, and he had a beautiful, I believe it was a velour burgundy dress. It was quite attractive, even though he's ugly as Mr. Sacco in a gutter. Oh, man. I don't know if that was a sigh of relief or a sigh of, was that Jay Thunder saying, thank goodness there's only 14 minutes left to go.
I don't really know what to do at this point. The jokes are just out there right now, and I just don't know what to do.
We're way out there, and I was there in person this time. I didn't even have to look stuff up or have it described to me. I got to see the glory right up close. And we talked about it last week with the Amazing Turtle. He got his dream match. He earned it in a triple threat match. I believe you were in that match, Jay Thunder, a couple months back, the triple threat match with Gobaldi, going up trying to get a shot at that Vision Division title. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I think I may have mentioned this on social media. I said kudos to Turtle because, you know, he did a really good job. Gobaldi did his thing. You know, Big Thunder came up short. It's just, I feel like it wasn't right anyway because, number one, I'm not Vision Division type. I'm more of a tag team or a battle royal champion or, you know, maybe when, you know, I, you know, get up there one day like a wonderful, you know, Brew Baker or, you know, Marche Rocket.
Oh, man.
I could be world champion maybe one day. Those are dreams,
dream. You should dream because that's what you got to do. Without your dreams, then you're just, you're not going anywhere. Hopes and dreams is where it's at. Right, Minister Martez? Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's that darn Radio Shack microphone. Anyway, Turtle went up against the Vision Division champion, the legendary Jason Hades, who's even more legendary than Brubaker, a mentor of Turtle. Turtle was so excited to get in there and hook it up with his friend, but Jason Hades didn't see it that way and decided to slap Turtle in the face, kick him in the shelves, and just try to rub his face in the dirt, and was just very disrespectful to his former student. But Turtle was not fazed, and as we talked about in detail last week, defeated Jason Hades, became the Vision Division champion, until later that night when he came back into the ring to help Mitch Blake against his own good judgment, came to help out his friend Mitch Blake. Alongside him was your brother, Sweet Tea. He made the transformation into Prince Tea when Steve gave him the Roman Gladiator's thumb down, and he knocked out Turtle and got the pin, becoming the new Vision Division champion. That's easy for no one to say. Prince Tea is the champ, turned his back on the Turtle. Turtle's dream came crashing down, like I said, in about 45 minutes. His girlfriend left him for Mitch Blake. He still fed her dog at the beginning of the show. He still came out to help Mitch Blake. And how was he rewarded with his newfound friend, Prince T? He was beaten down and had his title, his first major singles title, taken away from him. And that's why Turtle snapped. And that's why he walked out of the arena. And I don't know if he said we're not going to see him in the rafters a la Sting this coming November 2nd. But like Martez was saying, he's going to be there. And he's going to take something with him, and like Thunder was saying, he's kind of run in there, maybe not like a Mack truck, maybe like a pickup truck with that needs new brake pads.
Yep.
Go ahead, Martez.
Yeah, I'm thinking like I'm not around there with you guys. I'm not in Chicago or Illinois, but I think it's going to be pretty hard for Turtle to recapture that title. Like, this story is beginning to remind me of that Daniel Bryan and the Authority storyline from a few years back, and I can see a Turtle having a hard time not getting that title back because of the establishment, because of this new faction and Steve at the helm. It might be hard for him to recapture that.
that belt.
I think you're right. Steve's got all of his champions defending each other. Now, this is here's a way-out reference for you. It's like that episode of the original Star Trek where it's Kirk, McCoy, and Sulu were on a planet, and then Lee Merriweather was playing some kind of weird computer chick, and if she touched you, she murdered you, and she would come and say, "I am for Kirk." So then McCoy and Sulu would stand in front of Kirk. Then she'd say, "I am for Sulu." Then McCoy and Kirk would stand in front of Sulu. Now, that was a long and boring explanation to get to Martez's point that it's going to be hard for Turtle to get the Prince D, because he's going to be surrounded by the Uprising and Casey Dillon and Steve and Lou Trufano and Metalhead and why Jamie Olsen, why?
Yeah.
I like Captain Kirk. He's the man.
Yeah, original.
Then we had the dark and sexy grudge match there against the former GPW champion, the Dark Harlequin Zamiel, who looks he's like this giant man. He's like a giant black hole with a marshmallow on top. He destroys everything that he gets it, that he sucks into his gravitational pull, but yet he's fun to have at campfires. And then we had that sexy mofo, Bryce Benjamin, making his second appearance at a grudge match against Zamiel, the dark and sexy grudge match. And that was kind of broke down. There was no winner. These two had a back-and-forth match. Sometimes it was fun. Sometimes it was hard-hitting. And that grudge match, I think, is turning into something big that coming on November 2nd that I also heard rumors about. We'll have to talk about that next week. But anyway, that kind of led us into the World Championship match, which I'll jump to real quick, where Bryce Benjamin's friend, Marche Rocket, who Thunder just alluded to as another veteran legend there that he aspires to be like, was going up against Steve's best friend, Metalhead, and that it was used to be Stacy Sparkle's dream to see Metalhead get a title match, but now that he's hooked up with Steve, it just makes her sick to her sparkly stomach. But anyway, there was chicanery involved. Of course, Steve was out there, but Marche Rocket was holding his own against Metalhead, who is not even anywhere near Marche Rocket's level. And then, continuing the fight they had from their match, Zamiel and Bryce Benjamin spilled out of the back, spilled on the ringside. Marche tried to stop them from interfering and causing a distraction from his match, trying to talk to his friend Bryce Benjamin, who tried to get Marche to turn to the dark side the month before, and Marche said no, because he's a good guy. But as he bent through the ropes to try and stop him, Zamiel, with his back to Marche, hauled back with a fist meant for Bryce Benjamin, but the back of that fist, which was Zamiel's elbow, landed square in the middle of Marche's face, knocking him senseless and knocking him into the schoolboy roll-up into the arms of heavy Metalhead. And now Metalhead pinned Marche, who was delirious, for the three count, and that's how he became the new heavy metal World GPW champion. Marche didn't get beat. He got knocked out, and he was none too happy after the match. Zamiel tried to talk to him, said it was a mistake, it was an accident. Zamiel kind of didn't care. He was focused on Bryce Benjamin. And Bryce Benjamin looked at his friend Marche from the old days of the soul touches and maybe the N-words and said to him, "Hey, are you going to put up with this? Aren't you fed up with this?" And Marche stopped and thought about it for a minute. He looked conflicted, and then he said, "You know what? Yeah, I am fed up with this." And the two of them proceeded to stomp a mud hole in Zamiel's white makeup-covered face until Zamiel was left laying, and Bryce Benjamin and Marche Rocket reformed their brotherhood and left together. Marche has now turned to the dark side as well. Martez, Thunder, what's happening?
It's
apparently, don't drink the water in posing.
Only thing I can say, Macho, is it's pretty. It's a lot of crazy things going on in GPW right now, and a lot of people are forced to go to the dark side because of either they're being stabbed in the back, or their girlfriends are leaving them for another wrestler. Or the GM is screwing them over. Just a lot of people are being led to the dark side. So that's my take on everything.
Yeah, I think we'll get to the rest of the couple matches that are left over next week. But, that's the thing Turtle said at the end of the event when Steve and the SAW were standing in the middle of the ring. They laid their belts side to side and just mouthing off to the fans as they were boos were being rained upon them. And Turtle thought to himself, he peeked through the door. He came back from the parking lot and looked through the front door. He thought for sure that the GPW guys in the back would stand up and come out, and nobody came out. And the SAW, the new standard, celebrated. No one got in their face. They were just let to do whatever they want, and that broke Turtle's heart even more. Now, apparently, TJ Steele has taken it upon himself to flex his twisted metal muscles and choke the voice out of Steve, which I'll give $15
for that. Which is why he's not here today.
What's that?
Which is why he's not here today.
Exactly, exactly. So I think maybe Steve would just wanted to duck you, Thunder. So now we got a couple minutes left. I know Marche, you know, his microphone's going to explode and catch fire. So, Thunder, I've been talking nonstop. I warned you that's what I was going to do. Final thoughts, what do you have to say? Then, Martez, I'm going to ask you your final thoughts.
Okay, cool.
What do you got to say, Thunder? You're a Mack truck. You're heading. Your focus is on November 2nd. Nowhere to run.
Well, at this point right now, there is nowhere to run. Because at this point in time, Jay Thunder is going to be here at Posen in the Civic Center. He's going to run through everybody that comes in my way. And there's not a damn thing anyone can do about it. So that means that, Steve, if you're listening with your broken larynx or whatever, just listen with your ears, because I know you still can do that. You better watch out, because if any of your cronies get in my way, they're getting ran over, most definitely.
That's right. So when you're there on the second in the crowd, you're going to be seeing the lightning. The wind's going to pick up. You're going to feel the rain. Steve, you better get an SAW. You better get your umbrellas, your galoshes, and rent a rowboat, because thunder is going to rain down on you. Now, Martez, what do you got?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a must-see event. Whatever you have planned on November the 2nd, cancel it right now and go to this event, because I think this is, like I said, a must-see event. A lot of things are going to go down at this event that you definitely want to see. And that's all I can say. It's a must-see event.
Exactly. It's not only the last GPW event of the year, the cliffhanger finale. It's also the last GPW event of this decade, because we're going into 2020, and hopefully everybody's going to be seeing a lot clearer in 2020. This was a Macho Ghost talking nonstop. We were blessed to have, and I don't usually say blessed. I don't even say when people sneeze. We were lucky enough to have Jay Thunder, formerly Big T, here with us. You can call in anytime. Replace Steve. You've done two shows so far, and yet you are better than every show Steve's done combined. Martez is here running the boards. The Macho Ghost, our new friend Tavon, who called in talking about the WWE and everything else that happened. Don't forget Stacy Sparkles. She's making you a keychain right now. Martez, I guess we'll hit the theme music, and we'll talk to everybody next week. Thank you all for listening on the Macho Ghost. Good night.